الحمد لله والصفاء
والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاه والأفم. روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والبرم.
هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم سلمني لرمضان، وسلم رمضان لي، وسلمه لي متقبلا. صدق الله المولان العظيم، وصدق رسوله الرسول رسوله النبي الكريم. Before we start our talk proper, as per the command of our honorable Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimahullah, Hazrat should say that before every bayan, make muzakra, discuss one sunnat of Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so that the sunnats can become alive in our lives again. Sunnat is the real life wire of this ummah, and it is that which is loved so greatly by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that Allah said Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a certain lifestyle, and Allah loves that lifestyle, and Allah wants it to become common in the whole world, and whoever will adopt that lifestyle, Allah Ta'ala will love that person. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you want the love of Allah, if you claim the love of Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِ. Follow in my footsteps, the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As a result thereof, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah will love you. So Allah give us tawfiq in every matter that we try, that we follow the sunnah. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we gain the knowledge of every sunnah. That also we should take out time, whatever way we can, and acquire, gain the knowledge of sunnah. That is a great ibadah. Secondly, to love every sunnah. If we cannot be practicing upon every sunnah, as we go on, we try more and more, but to have the love of sunnah in our heart, and never ever to speak anything or think anything bad or low, or make a joke about any sunnah. In fact, any aspect of deen. And yeah, I will just add a little bit more. Today, with the cell phone, with the WhatsApp, all types of messages are just coming all the time. And very sadly, people, there are many people who can't live without making jokes. If you want to make jokes, there are thousands of things you can make jokes about, but not about any aspect of deen. Even the smallest part of deen, never make a joke about it. And so much so that we see a message and we just smile, and it's something about deen, we are in great danger. Our iman is in great danger. And today, about the beard, people make jokes, etc. About the niqab of the woman, about the woman in parda, what names we call them, etc. All that is very, very dangerous. So we should have the utmost love of every sunnah of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then to practice upon the sunnah and propagate it to other people also as much as we can. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And this is a great ibadat on its own, to have the love, to know the sunnah, to love the sunnah, to practice the sunnah, to propagate the sunnah, is something very, very great. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of that, inshallah. And to understand how great the sunnahs are, our Honorable Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh has said a very beautiful poem which Allah Ta'ala in His kindness has made famous in the world. And the poem is Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ke hai Jannat ke raaste. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu se milate hai Sunnat ke raaste. Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi ke hai Jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hai Sunnat ke raaste. It means a person who follows in the footsteps, in the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person is on the road to Jannah. He will reach Jannah by following the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will get great, great rewards, and he will get the closeness and the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. And in these days, when unfortunately we as Muslims also don't appreciate sunnah, we don't give importance to it or anything. The non-Muslims are non-Muslims. They make cartoons. Allah Ta'ala guide everyone to righteousness. But we as Muslims, how many of us, we don't pay any importance to sunnah. So in such a condition, any person who will love sunnah, try and bring sunnah alive, that person's position will be very great by Allah Ta'ala. So Jannat will come, but it's a long way still. We have to live our whole lives, the life of the Qabr, the day of Qiyamah, and then inshaAllah, Allah in His utmost mercy and kindness grant us all, our families, everyone, Allah grant us all Jannat. So Jannat is still far. We will get, by following Sunnats, we will get Jannat, which is still far. But by following sunnahs also, Allah se milate hai. A person gets connected with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with sunnah ke raaste. Following sunnahs, now we will get connected with Allah ta'ala. And the real object is not jannat also. Jannat sir aankho pe. May Allah grant us all jannat. But the real is to gain the love and the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And by following sunnahs, a person gains the love of Allah also. And ek tu mera, to har shay meri, zameen meri, asma mera. If Allah is yours, everything is yours. The earth is yours, the skies are yours, if one Allah is yours. And there are many ways to find Allah and to get connected with Allah Ta'ala. One very simple, practical and very, very impacting way is to follow the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just imagine, when a person wakes up in the morning, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana, he's following a sunnah. Now he gets out of bed, he goes to toilet, with his left leg first in the toilet, he followed another sunnah. When he comes out with his right leg first, another sunnah. He comes out, ghufranak, alhamdulillah alladhi adhaba anni al-adha wa afani. Another sunnah. How many sunnahs in the whole day? Just by ordinary, not anything extra. No extra time you gave. No extra effort you made. And you followed so many sunnahs. And wallah, if we read the books of the ulama, how they have written of the honorable sunnahs and the value of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will be this person's position? When we go to sleep, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. We lie down on the right side, cheek under the palm, under the cheek. And how many sunnahs we are practicing? So many. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to learn the sunnahs and make this a starting point on this beautiful night. Cry to Allah Ta'ala. This is a night when Allah Ta'ala is now at this moment asking us, what do you want? Allah has come close. Allah is everywhere all the time. Huwa ma'akum ayna ma kuntum. Wherever you are, He is there with you. Allah is with us. But on this night especially, more of Allah's mercies are just pouring down. And particularly from the time when the sun set, Allah Ta'ala is calling out, what do you want? Ask me, I will give it to you. What a wonderful occasion. And this happens throughout the month of Ramadan, every night of Ramadan. Allah has blessed us with this wonderful opportunity. So we should try and follow every sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One sunnah, I've mentioned quite a few already. Allah, most of us inshallah, hopefully all of us are practicing on them, reading those du'as. Let us do it consciously. And really we will see what great favors Allah Ta'ala will shower us with. One particular sunnah that I wish to discuss so that we also can be regular on it, all our brothers, is the sunnah of miswak. It is a very, very great and very honorable sunnah of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is a sunnah that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, Allah loves the miswak and it cleanses the mouth. A dua is mentioned, not a sunnah dua, but a dua is mentioned with regard to the miswak. And we should read this dua. Allahumma tahhir fami. O Allah, purify and cleanse my mouth. Wa nawwir qalbi. And O Allah, let my heart be filled with nur. Wa harrim jasadi ala nar. And O Allah, make my body haram on the fire of Jahannam. That I don't go to the fire of Jahannam. So this miswak dua also we should try and read. Whenever we make him wudu, read this dua also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. It is narrated, a person who makes miswak, inna salata bisiwak, a namaz that has been made with miswak. Like for example, alhamdulillah, on this Mubarak blessed night, we have made Maghrib namaz, Allah accept him, mashallah, one more place for the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And these masajid are great honorable places. When Qiyamah will come, what a day it will be, but these masajid won't be touched. They will be taken and transferred to Jannah. So how fortunate to be in a masjid, one more place which our heart should become happy. Allah has given us one more place where the ibadat of Allah, where Adhan is going to be called out 5 times, where the musallis will come, and how lot of good will take place. Allah Ta'ala make every masajid abad till the day of Qiyamah. And Allah give us tawfiq to answer the call of the masjid, the Adhan also. Verbally also, that also has got so much value. And when we do it physically and we come, what to say then? How much of sawab and what the great value will be of these masajid? So on this night, this masjid, one more place, people are going to make namaz here, every sajda here, every bayan here, the teaching of Quran Sharif, hifz classes, all these things, Allahu Akbar. And fortunate are those people who got shares in the masajid. And all the people making namaz, we also get our share. May Allah Ta'ala accept all our masajid, and may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make the masajid abad. That is important. Not only to have a masjid, but it must be abad. It must be occupied. And by occupying a masjid, does not mean only the 5 times namaz. But more than that, we should try and spend more time. We should try to, if there are certain brothers ready, they spend the night, for example, make i'tikaf in the masjid. The masjid is abad, whole night. You are in niyat of i'tikaf, the whole night you are in ibadah. You are sleeping also, you are in ibadah. You make some namaz at the beginning, later on you make your tahajjud, etc. From Fajr to Ishraq, many brothers said it is abad. And if we can get brothers to sit from then till Chash time, 1-2 brothers also, from Chash to Zohar, another 1-2 brothers, we can make a roster for the month also. And then from Zohar to Asr somebody, from Asr it's easy again, to Maghrib, from Maghrib to Isha. If we keep the masjid abad like this, wallah, our 99 or 100% of our problems we are experiencing will just be removed. Because the masjid is the house where Allah's rahmat descends. From here it is distributed. When the masjid is empty, it's not functioning as such. 5 times namaz, mashallah, alhamdulillah, Allah reward everyone who comes for their namazes. There is a great thing, but there is a need to make the masjid abad all the time. Then we won't really, we'll see, we won't need the security companies. we won't have all these other problems we have if the masjid is made azad. Today we have left the masjid empty. And because of that, Hazrat Maulana Saeed Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, today we brought dunya in the masjid, so we have to lock the masjids today. Today our mic system and all the other so many valuable things, so we have to lock the masjid. Whereas a masjid was supposed to be left open all the time. With all these things, if we have people to occupy the masjid 24 hours, we don't have to lock the masjid anymore. Sometimes, many of us must have experienced, we want to go and make namaz in a masjid just to find it is locked. And then we have a problem. Now where to go? We go another place to find it locked also. The house of Allah is locked. But the circumstances which we have brought upon ourselves, then today we have to lock the masjid. Whereas the place where Allah's rahmat is coming down, how can that place be locked? How can Allah's rahmat be locked there? So if we work in this way, our communities and every masjid, easily the community can make it abad in this way, and then we will see the benefits, we will experience it in our lives. So anyway, the sunnah of miswak, we made our maghrib, alhamdulillah. Those of us who made miswak in that wuzu that we made in order to read our maghrib namaz, had we made that miswak, it comes, inna salata bi siwak afdalu min sab'ina salatan biduna siwak. That namaz has become 70 times more better. More than 70 times it becomes valuable than that namaz that is performed without miswak. So all of those who made miswak and we made our namaz, it isn't like we only made one maghrib, but like we have made more than 70 maghrib namaz. And in this Mubarak night, we have made more than 70. What extra did we do? We made the same 3 rakats with everyone behind the same imam. But just because of that miswak of half a minute, and we cleansed our mouth. And Allah loves miswak. Jibreel alayhi salam loves miswak. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam loves miswak. Just for that, and we get what earning? What are we looking at? Dunya's profit, that I'm making so much profit here and making that investment. Real profit is in deen. All our investments of dunya will be left behind here. And sometimes this investments also turn out to be a terrible burden in our lives. Laws of the government change all the time. Then we wonder now, what did I go and do here? This whole big mess up I made here now. And the investments of akhirah, no problem whatsoever. Here the tax man is behind you. There Allah is adding to your account all the time. You don't have to give any account of anything. You'll just be receiving by Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq to make miswak all the time. And another Ibn Abidin Shami, rahmatullah alayhi, a great jurist, faqih, he says that, إِنَّ سُنَّةَ السِّوَاكِ, the sunnah of miswak, تُذَكِّرُ كَلِمَةَ شَهَادَةٍ عِنْدَ الْمَوْتِ, will remind a person to read kalimah shahadat at the time of mort. And if we read, one is the kalima we read, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah bless us with such a mouth, that we read kalima. But more greater, that under oath you are swearing and you are saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. It is not far-fetched, you are blessed with a mouth of a shaheed. Just by making the miswak, may Allah Ta'ala bless us to practice every sunnah, and we can see that the sunnahs are so easy, nothing extra. We wear clothes. We have to wear clothes in any case. Just wear it from the right side is sunnah. With that in mind, and what, how we become such a favorite of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq for the love of the sunnahs, to learn the sunnahs, to practice upon them, and to propagate them, and try and bring every sunnah in our lives, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, this is the honorable night of Shabe Barat, the night of Barat, of salvation. It is a great and honorable night in which Allah Ta'ala calls out and asks, who is asking me for help? Who is asking me for hidayah? Who is asking me for rozi? And I will give it to him. When Allah Himself is calling, like that Allah's standing order is that Fad'uni astajib lakum, you ask me and I will answer your call. I will give you what you are asking. So that, and it is right together. Fad'uni astajib lakum, you just ask and I will give you what you want. And Allah Ta'ala gives. But we sometimes we don't understand and see how Allah Ta'ala is giving. Allah gives in different ways, but Allah Ta'ala definitely accepts the dua, said Allah Ta'ala. There are certain conditions that we have to do, and we are saved from we fulfill those conditions. Like for example, if a person is in guna, at that time his dua is not accepted, he must come out of the guna. He leaves the guna. Now he makes dua, ya Allah, make tawbah of that guna. Allah will forgive him. But to come out of the guna. Then there are other conditions also. We mustn't be in haram. Our clothes must not be haram. Our food must not be haram. So that also we have to see. But then when we do make dua as is required, Allah Ta'ala accepts those duas. And in various forms Allah accepts those duas. So this is a night of pleading to Allah, of crying to Allah Ta'ala. From now or already onwards, we should be making dua to Allah Ta'ala. This is a night that we all should be doing our own ibadah. That is really the essence. Not that we get together, but we don't educate ourselves that what is this night all about. And even if there is an announcement and a program, we won't get such a crowd. And this crowd, it's so connected with what we call big nights. And the night is the same what it is, but it is big in value. And it is in the heart of every Muslim to honor the night. But we should do it in the right way also. And that is all our individual ibadah that we make. Mazes we make and all tilawat of Quran Sharif. And all these things that we do is so that our du'as can get more accepted by Allah Tubarak wa Ta'ala. And what Allah Ta'ala really loves in this night is when a person begs and pleads to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and asks Him for forgiveness. And Allah will forgive every type of guna, no matter what major guna we could have made. We should also remember that by Allah Ta'ala there is nobody who is a write-off. And today, unfortunately, how many people got insurance policies and that? And your car meets up with an accident, they say it's a write-off. The penal beater say it's a write-off, beyond repair. But by Allah, no matter what your condition is, you are never a write-off by Allah Ta'ala. You can be at the worst end, you can be in minus and in zero, but you just turn to Allah Ta'ala is there to respond to you. And Allah has pulled out so many people from the worst places, from the worst conditions, and He made them the top of the awliya of their time. This is Allah Ta'ala who is Al-Jabbar. الذي يصلح أحوال خلقه بقدرته القاهرة. That Allah corrects the conditions of His makhluk, of the people, by His absolute power. And in a jiffy, one just little bit, and a person's whole life changes. These are those nights we must beg Allah Ta'ala for His particular mercy, by which Allah Ta'ala grants that forgiveness. And if that is done, our life for the future is made. Allah is so merciful. Ulama have written, a child, for example, has got fever, or it got hurt on that day, a brick fell on the leg, or it got cut, night spaining, the child got fever also, at night it's crying out, Ammi, Ammi, Amma, Amma, it's paining. Mother will respond one time, two times, five times, eight times. Mother will say, now go and sleep, it's enough. How much now you must I listen to you? But Allah, you can get tired calling on Allah. Allah will never get tired to respond to you. And Allah Ta'ala is just too happy to respond. Allah is waiting for a person. Allah Ta'ala is that kind and merciful and forgiving being, and that being who gives hidayah. That a person was worshipping his idol whole life, and he's saying, Sanam, Sanam, Sanam. And by mistake he said, Samad, which is the name of Allah. Allah said, my brother, what do you want? Whole life he called on Sanam, Sanam, can't respond. What can Sanam do? Allah is always there. Allah responded immediately. Allah is that great kind being. Ulama have written that Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, Saqafi, who was a very oppressive ruler, he had slain how many great, great people, pious people. Or when he was now on his dying bed, his mother came and see him, and she said, Yusuf, Hajjaj bin Yusuf, you my son, that what was going to happen to you? How many and great, great and honorable people you have slain, you have killed, you have executed, what will happen to you? He said, oh my mother, you are my mother. If you were my judge, and you had to make a decision in spite of all my wrong, and you are an absolute judge. You don't have to answer to any judiciary. You don't have to answer to anyone above you. You can do as you please. Will you send me to Jannat or will you send me to Jahannam? She said, I'll definitely send you to Jannat if it's my hand and I can do it. So he said, that Allah, who is the creator of all the mothers of the world, of all the human beings, of animals, how they love their little ones, of all of them, and Allah put that love in them, what is the great love of Allah Ta'ala? So I've got great hope, and a person who dies with this hope, ulama have said, that person, Allah does with him, and عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِهِ, what he has got, the hopes of me, I deal with him also in that way. So Allah is that very, very kind and merciful being, that blesses us, that forgives us. It is just for us to turn to Him. Anytime, anywhere, Allah Ta'ala will guide us, will forgive us. But on nights like this, on this special occasion, and this great and honorable month of Ramadan which is coming, in that month we must turn more and more to Allah Ta'ala. So that is the great ibadat of this night, to turn to Allah Ta'ala. And make our own du'as, make our own ibadah, and may Allah bring that day. There are certain places in the world where, alhamdulillah, they have like seminars for Ramzan before Ramzan, to tell people what Ramadan is about. If also we could be enlighten ourselves what Shab-e-Barat is, before Shab-e-Barat, so that we can engage in our ibadah from the time of Maghrib and turn to Allah Ta'ala. The time between Maghrib and Isha is also a very valuable time. Normally we spend it in eating. If our niyat is good, even our eating is very great by Allah Ta'ala. In fact, a person can become a wali of Allah just by eating. Because it comes in the hadith that when a person eats a morsel of food and he praises me and thanks me, then Allah Ta'ala is very happy, and Allah is pleased with that person. And Allah is only pleased with a wali of him. So by our eating, you can become a wali of Allah Ta'ala. After eating, we read the dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawli minni wala quwwa. All our sins of the past and future are forgiven. You ate food, you just made shukr to Allah. And you admitted to Allah that this food, I could not have made it myself. It is you who have made it. And forget food, the whole meal, that is far too much. At one time, when Indian Muslims came new to this area here, which was the old Transvaal, Natal, etc. Eight Muslims came long ago, more than 350 years ago. But yeah, the Muslims came much more longer, perhaps 150 years from now. And they came, and most of them did not have families with them. So they were not, and they used to hawk mostly. Go to the white people on their farms and go and hawk. Wednesday was a public holiday, they should come back to Joburg, buy more goods and go again. There was a restaurant, which I believe is still there in Diagonal Street, Bismillah restaurant. And there, so that person should cook biryani on a Wednesday. Because all those people, they didn't have any, just coffee, tea, bread, whatever they were on the farms, walking with their bags and selling. So he should prepare biryani. And he had a rule, those days was the shilling. Pound, shilling and pence. So you just pay one shilling and you can eat as much as you want. One person came, and what a name also he had, Ismail Amto. Ismail Amto came, he paid his one shilling, and he ate 10 plates of biryani. After that, the owner came, gave him his shilling back. He said, yes, your shilling back, but aaj pachi, tu paacho, aaya no kyao. You don't come back yet. 10 plates you ate. But whether your biryani costs you one shilling, or today it costs you 50 rand, or 100 rand, or 200 rand, whatever your biryani costs you, you can never, ever pay for one grain of rice. You can't pay for anything whatsoever. A wise person said very beautifully, the whole universe is in one grain of rice. The whole universe has worked in order to give you one cup of tea. One cup of tea is far too much. The whole world is in one small thing. For that one grain of rice to grow, the sun had to shine on it. If there was no sunshine, it wouldn't. The winds had to blow. The rains had to come. The water was needed. The ground was needed. Tractors were needed to make tractors. How many other machinery, how many other factories were required for those tractors to be transported to your country, ships were needed. And to build the ships and all the various aspects of the who and who worked in the world. And then for it to come to your farm, roads were needed. Who and who worked on the road? We can never exhaust it, the whole universe. So when a person makes shukr to Allah, and the more a person has ma'rifat of Allah, recognizes Allah, and with that he makes the shukr, Allah becomes extremely important. And then when a person reaches this stage, oh Allah, I cannot make your shukr enough. One Nabi of Allah asked Allah, oh Allah, your ni'mats are so many. How must I make your shukr? Allah said, you make my shukr, that is, you have now fulfilled my right. And then he said, oh Allah, that shukr is also by your fazl. For that also I have to make shukr. Allah said, when you accept and realize, Allah, you are la uhsi thana'an alay, anta kama asnayta ala nafsi, I cannot fulfill. I am far, far from making your shukr. You are as you are. Then that is the shukr of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to learn to make a lot of shukr. Anyway, the great and honorable night is a very, very valuable night. It is a night when the record of deeds of everyone are taken. You could imagine, and we should learn from this also. Just today, one student, or was it yesterday, he had some problem, he fought with another few students in there. So we were sorting out the matter and trying to make them friends again and that. In the process, a Quran Sharif also fell down. So that student, we said, now see what you had done. You went and fight here, Quran Sharif fell down. So he said that, and he's like a naughty boy, the student. But he said, today I kept Rosa because the Quran Sharif fell down. So to have that feeling that we pay the kafara for anything wrong, even normally, whenever we make a khatam of the Quran Sharif, or just like that, give some sadaqah. We do not respect the Quran Sharif as it was supposed to be respected. We read the Quran Sharif, but we didn't read it as it was supposed to be read. So if we give some sadaqah, we keep a roza, it will be very, very good. So this is an important thing. So when Allah Ta'ala blesses us with this great night, so I was saying, like for example, whenever something important of our life, a boy has proposed for a girl, or we bought a new business, a new house, sometimes keep roza also. We have submitted our returns to the tax man, and we are all worried that he mustn't come and question us, etc. Keep roza also for that, and see how Allah will make our life easy. So here also, see, and this we learn from Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that on this night, our returns are going by Allah Ta'ala. Allah is looking at them, and Allah, according to that, is going to make decisions for us for the following year. So for that, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I love that when my books are presented, decisions are made, I must be fasting. So roza also, we keep it. And on this time when our books are being presented to Allah Ta'ala, then we are in roza, Allah's mercy will come down on that person. And roza is that ibadah, that when a person is in roza, he's all the time in ibadah. Because he's got roza, he's in ibadah. He's sleeping, he's got the sawab of roza, he's in roza. He's getting up, he's got the sawab of roza, he's in roza. He's walking, he gets the sawab of roza. Like a mu'takif when he's in i'tikaf, all the time for sleeping, for everything he's getting sawab. Yeah, also all the time we get sawab. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that it's not just we came here and then we listen to a bayan and after that we go and sleep away. No, let us go and do, make some ibadah. Ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Ask Allah for the coming year that Allah must give us, grant us goodness. See, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always keen to go to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Mahbub haqiqi, the real beloved, and everyone wants to go to his beloved. But for Ramadan, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed so much of eagerness for Ramadan that from Rajab he started making dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. And the ulama have written, the Sahaba ikiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they should encourage one another. Like we say, heart. What right and wrong it is, ask the ulama who know better. We say Juma Mubarak, we say Ramadan Mubarak, Eid Mubarak. Actually, this Mubarak is just a word. It means really the Sahaba, they should encourage. Now Ramadan is coming. Don't forget your Sahri. Don't forget your Tilawat. These things they should say. That is Mubarak. Not just Juma Mubarak, that is Barakat. No, what is it? The A'mal which make Juma Mubarak. Those are the things that we must do. Ramadan Mubarak, the things that make Ramadan Mubarak. Those are the things that we have to do and encourage one another. In the house, sit down. Ramadan is coming. Let us all get together. We make our tilawat. We make a timetable. What time we are going to make tilawat? What time we will be making dua? Everyone individually. All you want to make in the house, collective dua. Make a collective dua also. But that eagerness must come. Today, unfortunately, if there is a whether the moon is going to be sighted on a Wednesday night or Thursday night, we all hope it's not sighted on Wednesday night. It must be sighted on Thursday night. No, we should be eager. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi gave a very beautiful example, and hopefully it helps us all, that if the government of any country have to announce that this year for all the Muslim people in our country, the minute the moon is sighted and it's established that it's now Ramadan, we will give them a money printing machine. And this money printing machine can print 10, 20, 50, 100, 200 rand notes. Crispy, crispy new notes it will print. And all legal tender, 100%. No tax on that also. And it will start working when the moon is sighted, and it will stop working when the moon is sighted for Eid. Then we all will wish that one day before the moon must be sighted. And one day later it must be sighted. Ramadan must be one day more. And that machine is not automatic, you just press a button, but you have to turn it with your hand physically. And you can set it which denomination. All will set it on 200. Nobody is going to set it on 10 rand. 200 and 100% legal. No questions asked from where this money came. And nobody will get tired. Whole months we will be turning. One way we will turn. Then we can understand our Buzurgan Deen who knew what Ramzan is. That they ate only once a month, or they did not eat the whole month. They did not sleep in Ramadan. For us it's impossible, but for our dunya to stay away. People go for fishing and the whole night they stay away. And people for money they make, whole night they stay away. And oh, and how lot of trouble they take for it. The wife is awake, the children are awake, and all are happy about it. We haven't got the value of akhirah. We haven't got the value of our deen. And yeah, we can make so much we can make. And it will be there forever and ever. One beautiful example also is given. A person had a beautiful orchard, a farm, whatever fruit, what beautiful, delicious fruits. He told a person, you can go into this orchard of mine. He has a basket, empty basket, and you fill it with fruit as much as you want to. And it's all yours free of charge. But only two conditions. One is, once your basket is full, you can't take more. The other is, you can't reverse and come back. You just have to move front all the time. So he went into the garden orchard and wonderful fruit, really wonderful. He wanted to take, just then he looked in front and he saw another part of the orchard and another section, even better fruit. So he said, I'll fill my basket here, then I won't be able to fill out that better fruit. So he went into the next section, even, and he saw Abad, it is really much more better fruit. When he came there, he was about to fill again, he saw in the next section, even more better fruit. So he said, let me not fill yet, let me go and fill there. So when he went there, and he looked in front, he did not realize it was mirror. There was a mirror. And in a mirror, everything looks more better than what it actually is. So he said, in front is even more better, let me not fill yet. And he walked in front, and he's out of the orchard, and his basket is empty. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, that is our condition. When we are children, we say, now where are we going to now make namaz and make ibadah and that? When we get older, then we will see. Now you got married, now you got your wife, now you have business you want to set up. You say, not now. When I get old, I will do it. Now old age came, now you are sickly, you can't get up. How many who were with us last year are not here at Shab-e-Barat with us today? How many of us who spent Ramzan with us last year, today they are not here? How many of them who are here, but now they are so sickly? They can't do anything. They are assisted, they are in the hospitals, they are at home, and they have still given us the opportunity. And if we go out and we did not fill anything in our basket, and what isn't Allah Ta'ala giving us? Really, our life here in this world is not to pass it, not to make dunya. Islam is permissible, choice, halal, to do business properly. Great rewards on it when we do it properly, we do business. But our object is the akhirah, is the pleasure of Allah. We are 100% permitted, but not only we focus on our business and we just take out little time for deen. No, our life must be for deen. And little bit we focus on our dunya, and in that case, with little effort, Allah gives you lot of barakah. And Allah saves you from lot of difficulties and problems. Otherwise, all say today you can't make business. It's not, there's no fun in making business. But they are making more. They are doing more. They say no fun. You know, they say, oh, those days are gone when you could take out all the uplang and all everything. Now you have to, everything is all clear on the computer. But yes, everyone is doing more business. But the real life is the life of the akhirah. For that we prepare. Allah give me topic, give us all topic to prepare for it. Just one more example comes to mind quickly. A group of people were walking in the jungle and they got lost. When they got lost, they came to a place where they found shining, beautiful stones. So some of them picked up 5-10 stones, others 20, 25, others 1, 2. Others said, we are lost also, we got our baggage with us, everything, and we still pick up stones. I'm not picking up any stones. They carried on walking. They came out in the village in the morning. When they came there, they showed those people, they say, those are the most precious diamonds in the world. And nobody of us goes there because it's so dangerous there. The wild animals, nobody comes back alive. That's why we never go. You people didn't know and you came out safely. So the person who picked up no stones, how sorry will he be? And the person who picked up 5 or 10 or 20, he's also sorry that I should have picked up more. Like that we are going through this world and there are so many dangers in the world. We know the turmoil in the Muslim Ummah, individuals, families, we are all going through. But if we don't, we say, I got this problem, where am I going to pick up stone? Where am I going to make 2 rakats namaz? Where am I going to make itikaf in a masjid? Where am I going in jamaat? I have to see to this, I have to see to that. When we come out in the akhirah, then we will realize this dunya was the place to pick up all your preparation for akhirah. What you will get in Jannah, one subhanallah what you will get in Jannah, one alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, what Allah will give on this small thing, then we will realize. So Allah Ta'ala on this night, give us the tawfiq to make ibadah. In Rajab, for that month, let us see our namazas if they are in order. Or have we got qaza'i umri? Are we making our 5 times namaz? Are we making them with jamaat? Are we making them properly? At least the outward posture are they properly. And our inside condition of the man, that we have to improve on that. Then Allah gave us 15 Shaban. And on this auspicious night, it is like taking a spiritual bath to cleanse ourselves for a great occasion that's coming Ramadan. That Allah forgives us ourselves for small, small things on this night. Allah forgives us. How many people, millions and millions, are set free from the fire of Jahannam? May Allah make us among those people who are set free. So this is that night that we have to plead with Allah that remove ourselves. If any of us got some physical dirt on the body, clothes are dirty, body is dirty, nobody likes it. The wife won't allow us to enter the house also. You are working in the garden, you are working on the car, you want to come, the wife will say, first wash yourself outside. Before you come in the house, we are going to a very great month. Allahu Akbar. Ulama have explained this month, each moment of this month is so valuable. Each second of this month, day and night, just Allah's rahmat is pouring down. It is just for us to take and to go clean for this month. How can we, if we're having a nikah, for example, on a Sunday morning, 11 o'clock, and the groom comes here and he was working on his car with his greasy overall. And he comes in the masjid like that. You all will send him away. How can you come in a masjid like this? How can you get married? Go and wash, change your clothes. So if we go in the month of Ramadan, dirty, how can we get the benefits of the month of Ramadan? We go into the month of Ramadan with all the spiritual filth and dirt that is within us. Our eyes are filled of looking at the wrong things, haram things. Our mouth is filled with arguing and fighting and swearing and all that. Our ears are filled with music of our cell phones all the time. Every wrong, our legs walk to the wrong place. Our hands, we touched all the wrong things and we did the wrong things. On our phone, we are pressing with our fingers all the wrong things which we were not supposed to do. With all this dirt, and now the mehman, our guest comes. And he finds the house is so dirty. In this house, the TV is carrying on. In this house, this is carrying on. There is no parda in the house. There is everything wrong that's happening in the house. And a guest comes into that house, that guest will also turn around and go away. The guest of Ramadan is coming. And this guest of Ramadan is not here just to stay in our house and take from us. But this guest of Ramadan is here to give us. And it gives us so much. And if the more we look after the month of Ramadan, the more this guest gives us. One person was going with his family for like a little outing on a Sunday. With the family in the car, they came to one traffic light. There was somebody begging, as we see here. So that beggar told him that, give me a lift. So he says, I can't give you. You can see my car is full. Everyone is here. So my wife is here. My children are here. So he said, all right, if you can't give me a lift, too bad. But I am Mr. Dollar. Oh, you Mr. Dollar. Dollar price is very high. So he told his wife, you go back seat and let Mr. Dollar sit here. More in our business, more in our shops, now more busy, factory now, this share, those share, everything. Mr. Dollar said here. He went a little bit in front, another person begging, so he says, I'm sorry, I have to put my wife on the back seat. And I've got Mr. Dollar here, I can't accommodate you, I'm very sorry. He says, no problem if you can't, but I'm Mr. Pound. Oh, Pound is even almost double of Dollar. So, wife, you go right back there, right in the booth, you go and sit in the booth. And Dollar, you went to backseat, and Mr. Pound, you said, yes, all our dunya, now we engaged in this business, that business, all more we are doing. Went a little bit in front, and somebody again begging, said, I'm very sorry, I got Mr. Pound here, I got Mr. Dollar here, I got no time in my life now. So he says, I'm Mr. Islam. So he says, Mr. Islam, I love you very, very much, but I got no place for you in my life. You don't come in my house, don't tell me how my house must be. You don't come in my business, you don't tell me I love you. You come and stay in the masjid. I'll bring food for you also. I'll visit you 5 times a day also, but you only stay in the masjid. You don't come and interfere in my life. I don't want Islam in my life. Many of us today, that only we want the barakat of Islam, but we don't want Islam in our lives. So then, this is that Islam, that at the time of mort, we will see Mr. Pound not helping us. Mr. Dollar not helping us in the qabr, and how long we're going to be in the qabr. And nobody else there, no Mr. Pound, no Mr. Dollar, only Mr. Islam if we had it, if we gave him place in our life. On the day of Qiyamah, when we will have to cross pull Sirah, well, it's not an easy thing. All this, we need this preparation. So for that, Allah Ta'ala has given us this night to become spiritually clean. And then we go into the month of Ramadan, the first 10 days of the Rahmat, we went clean, only Allah's Rahmat. Then we go further and Allah's forgiveness. And then Allah saves us from the fire of Jahannam. And then when the day of Eid comes, Allah gives us our prize. But it is for those who appreciated this month and took this month to heart and did what they have to do. So this is a great occasion this night that we prepare and we go in that direction. And we prepare for this great month of Ramadan. Don't take this night that we just got together and now the night is over. That we just all got together, a little talk of deen and everything finished. No, this is just the starting point. If we can't do more, at least for determine that we're going to make our fajr with jamaat tomorrow. Now also our isha with jamaat. And our fajr with jamaat. And throughout the year, Ramzan also, at least our fajr and isha with jamaat. Many places, we make the isha, but we don't make it in a masjid. We're making our own taraweeh. No, make sure we make our isha with jamaat in the masjid. And if we're completing our taraweeh in 10 days or so, then after that, make sure we are still there for jamaat namaz. Our 5 times namaz. It's very, very essential. And all that our tilawat and Laylatul Qadr. And Laylatul Qadr, inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. This great kitab which brought a complete transformation in the world. it was the Quran Sharif that Allah had sent. It was revealed when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was keeping roza in Ghari Hira. You should take his provision and you should keep roza. Pure roza, we learn from this, purify them. Now when we read Quran, now when we are listening to Quran, it has a much more greater effect on us. So rozas are things that purify us. So this is the Quran was revealed. And the last year of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam should come and they should make door. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should read to Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam should read to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the procedure and this is all in this great month of Ramadan which is coming. So let us get fully prepared and Allah Ta'ala give us the full blessing and let us take full advantage and stay away from all innovations, all new things and we come properly onto Deen and properly onto the Sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah give us all the tawfeeq.
Before the dua, we all should read Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif is to read at the beginning and at the end. Durood Sharif is 100% accepted by Allah Ta'ala.
So Allah Ta'ala, if He accepts, which is accepted Durood at the beginning and at the end, in between also Allah Ta'ala will accept. And the other thing is, dua is not just a customary thing or formality, but it is really not only asking, begging for Allah. Our beggar begs. We should beg Allah Ta'ala like that. Not just by the way that I just wonder, as somebody said, like you go to a restaurant and you tell the waiter, bring this, bring that. No, we don't tell Allah, just give us this, give us that. No, yeah, we are beggars of Allah Ta'ala. So with that in our heart that we are begging Allah Ta'ala, like that we should ask and beg from Allah Ta'ala, and Allah give us tawfiq on our own also to make du'as, and for with the family also we can set. And we beg of Allah Ta'ala and we become truly, sincerely humble in the court of Allah Ta'ala. We all read Durood Sharif. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma lakal hamd kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa azimi sultanik. Allahumma lakal hamd kama anta ahlu. فصلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أنت أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد ما اختلف الملوان وتعاقب الأسران وتكرر الجديدان واستقبل الفرقدان وأضاء القمران وبلغ روح سيدنا محمد وأرواح أهل بيته منا التحية والسلام اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كما تحب وترضى له اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد عدد ما تحب وترضى له اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتكفل بنا وتكفل اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتكفل برضا خصومنا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وتكفل برضا خصومنا رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين رب اغفر وارحم وأنت أرحم الراحمين اللهم واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا
اللهم لا تخزنا فإنك بنا عالم ولا تعذبنا فإنك علينا قادر ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فسهل يا إلهي كل صعب بحرمة سيد الأبرار صلى الله عليه وسلم سهل زمهجور برعام الجان عالم ترحم يا نبي الله ترحم ترحم يا نبي الله ترحم يا الله ہماری سب گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہماری جیسے کوئی گنہگار نہیں یا اللہ تو رحیم ہے تو کریم ہے یا اللہ تو غفور ہے یا اللہ تو شکور ہے یا اللہ تجھے معاف کرنا پسند ہے یا اللہ تو نے ہمیں سکھایا کہ اللہم انک عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا یا اللہ کہ تجھے معاف کرنا پسند ہے یا اللہ تیرا پسندیدہ عمل تو ہم سب کے ساتھ کر لے ہم سب کو معاف فرما ہم سب یہاں جو مسجد میں جمع ہے پورا پھنونی میں پوری دنیا میں سب مسلمانوں کی مغفرت فرما اے اللہ یہ وہ مبارک رات ہے یا اللہ کہ تو خود یا اللہ بہت اہتمام سے ہمیں پوچھتا ہے کہ کیا مانگتے ہو مانگو میں دیتا ہوں یا اللہ ہم آپ کا قرب مانتے ہیں یا اللہ آپ کے رضا مانتے ہیں یا اللہ آپ ہم سے 100% خوش ہو جائے کامل مکمل آپ کے رضا ہمیں مل جائے آپ کی ذات اقدس ہمیں مل جائے یا اللہ آپ ہم سے راضی ہو جائے یا اللہ ہماری جتنے مرحومین ہیں سب کی مغفرت فرما ہمارے ماں باپوں سے ہمارے بھائیوں بہنوں سے رشتے داروں سے پوری امت کی مغفرت فرما اے مولا کریم جو ہم سب زندہ ہے ہم سب کو اے اللہ اس رات ہم آپ سے ہدایت کی بھیک مانگتے ہیں ہم سب کو ہدایت نصیب فرما ہم سب کو تیرا قرب نصیب فرما ہم سب سے کو تیرے چہیت و بندوں میں سے بنا یا اللہ ہم سب کو اپنا لے یا اللہ دین پر یا اللہ صحیح معنی میں دین پر چلنا ہم سب کو نصیب فرما یا اللہ توحید ہمیں نصیب فرما صحیح عبادات ہمیں نصیب فرما ہمارے معاملات کو درست فرما ہمارے معاشرت کو درست فرما ہمارے اخلاق کو درست فرما یا اللہ اسلام جو پھیلا وہ اخلاق سے پھیلا یا اللہ ہمیں پھر وہ اخلاق نصیب فرما جس سے اسلام پوری دنیا میں پھیل جاوے یا اللہ جو ہم سے راضی ہو جا جو ہم میں سے بیمار ہے یا اللہ جہاں بھی ہسپتالوں میں ہے گھروں پہ سب کو شفا عطا فرما یا اللہ جو مقروض ہے جن پر قرضہ ہے قرضہ کے ادائیگی کی صورتیں پیدا فرما یا اللہ جن کو پیسوں کی تکلیف ہے پیسوں عطا فرما یا اللہ جن کے جھگڑے ہیں یا اللہ میاں بیوی کے ماں باپ اور اولاد کے جیسے بھی کوئی بھی جھگڑے ہو سب کو معاف فرما اور سب یہ جھگڑے کو ختم فرما دے آپس میں محبت پیدا فرما خصوصاً اس رات میں جو کہا گیا کہ جو آپس میں جھگڑے اور دل میں یا اللہ کینہ رکھتے ہیں اللہ ان کو چھوڑ دیتے ہیں ان کی معافی نہیں ہوتی یا اللہ ہم سب کے دلوں کو صاف کر دے اور یا اللہ ہم سب کی مغفرت ہو جائے یا اللہ یہ مبارک رات ہے کہ تو لاکھوں لاکھوں انگنت لوگوں کو جہنم سے آزاد کرتا ہے یا اللہ ہماری یہ مجمع میں کتنے علماء ہیں کتنے نیک لوگ ہیں کتنے بچے ہیں جو نیک ہیں جو معصوم ہیں اور کتنے اور لوگ ہیں ان کی برکت سے ان کی صدقے میں ان کی توفیر میں یا اللہ ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما یا اللہ ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما ہم سب کے مسائل کا حل نصیب فرما جو بھی جس کے بھی تکلیف ہو ان تکلیفوں کو دور فرما یا اللہ تو نے اپنے فضل اور کرم سے یہ مبارک رات نصیب فرمائے اس رات کی قدر کرنا نصیب فرما یا اللہ تو تجھے پسند ہے روزہ اور جو یا اللہ تو فیصلہ کرتا ہے تو ہمیں اپنے لطف و کرم سے روزہ کی بھی توفیق عطا فرما اے مولا کریم اے اللہ
اپنے لطف و کرم سے رمضان کا مہینہ بھی نصیب فرما اور رمضان کی قدر کرنا نصیب فرما. یا اللہ رمضان میں اپنی مغفرت اور اپنی آپ کی عبادت اور یا اللہ تلاوت اور لیلۃ القدر کی قدر کرنا یا اللہ ہم سب کو نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہم سب سے راضی ہو جائے. یا اللہ اللہم انا نسألک من خیر ما سألک منه نبیک سیدنا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا الله جو مانگا عطا فرما جو رہ گیا مانگنے سے آپ ہماری ضرورتیں ہم سے زیادہ جانتے ہو وہ سب ہمیں نصیب فرما. جن چیزوں سے پناہ مانگی یا اللہ خیروں کے طریقوں سے یا اللہ یہ ہمارا جو ایمان جو غلط ہے ہمارا یقین جو کمزور ہے غلط ہے ان تمام چیزوں سے ہمیں پناہ عطا فرما. یا اللہ ان جن چیزوں سے پناہ مانگنی چاہے اور ہم نے نہیں مانگی تو جانتا ہے کہ سب ہماری جو مضرات ہے وہ ان سب سے ہماری پوری حفاظت فرما. اللہم انا نعوذ بک من ضراء مضر وفتنة مضلة. یا اللہ ہر خیر نصیب فرما ہر شر سے حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ تو رحیم ہے تو کریم ہے تو ستار ہے تو غفور ہے تو رؤوف ہے. یا اللہ تو مالک الملک ہے. یا اللہ تو ہمیں معاف کر دے. یا اللہ ہمارا آپ کا کچھ نہیں آپ کے ملک میں کچھ کمی نہیں آئے گی ہمارا کام بن جائے گا شیطان ذلیل ہوگا. یا اللہ رحم کرم کا معاملہ فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. ما شاء الله لا قوة الا بالله. الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات. سبحان الله وبحمده. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.